Ghost Hunting in New England,
your favorite spooky podcast. Hey everyone, happy Wednesday. Welcome to Ghost Hunting in New England with your host Amelia
and Beth.
And today we are doing one of our favorite segments, Ghosts in the News.
Yay!
So Beth has compiled a whole bunch of really fun clips for us, and we're going to watch it. I haven't seen any of these, so I'm excited too.
Okay, great. This first one that we're going to start off with is about an officer who captures a ghost on camera.
Nice. And what's this taken from?
Oh, sorry. So these first few clips are all from CNN. So this one runs about a minute and a half, but these aired on CNN and they're available on CNN's website.
And they're also available on our website.
So this was on CNN and the headline for it is Officer, colon, I captured ghost on camera. So it's a police officer from Española, New Mexico, who says he captured a ghost on camera while on duty. He's sitting at a security station overlooking the monitors that are showing all the various cameras around the property, and he's gonna see something on the monitor.
It started out as a pretty typical Saturday night. Española police officer Carl Romero was on duty, keeping an eye on the surveillance cameras around the station, when he saw something in the sallyport.
At first, I thought it was like a polilla, like a fly, a moth. And then I saw the legs and it was a human.
But not a real human?
No. It was just a ghost.
So Romero reported it and told his supervisors. Detectives showed us the camera that captured the image. They say there is no way in or out of the secured area without an open gate and alarm sounding.
You can see it walk through. It walks in the direction of the old transport cages. And there's not really any way for it to get out through there, but it seems to walk right through that.
Detectives say there's no logical explanation for this, not an issue with the lighting or a technical glitch. Turns out, there are a lot of ghost stories around here.
A lot of our officers have seen certain things. Some of our officers have felt what appears to be somebody breathing down their neck as they're working on reports in the briefing room.
Cops at the station also report hearing strange noises in the middle of the night and seeing unexplainable images in the lobby area, too.
Española police tell us, as far as they know, this is not an ancient burial ground, and they say the police station has been here since 2006, but no inmates have died here.
But they do say there have been some unsolved murders nearby.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I do, actually. I do believe in ghosts.
Do you think that was a ghost?
I do. I do believe it was something. It's hard to say, but yeah, I do believe it was a ghost.
These guys say they're not afraid of it, but it's definitely an image that haunts the officers who work here.
Spooky! What do you think, Beth?
So I think it's really interesting that the first thing that they did was go over and say, this is the camera that we caught it on. As though somehow it was a trick with the camera, that's what the problem was. Mm-hmm. But when you watch it, I mean, it clearly looks like a figure walking across the screen.
Yes.
But at the same time, maybe it's not.
Do you have a date of when this came out? Because I'm actually really surprised. I've never seen this one before.
I will try to find one.
Okay.
So this was September 30th of 2014.
Wow. Yeah, I'm really surprised I haven't seen this one. That's a really amazing video, actually.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they're walking along and they're talking to various people within the police station. So they talk to both the officer who saw it on the camera as well as what appears to be his superior, who's out showing the camera crew like, yeah, like, look, it came from this area right here and it walked right over to there. But then what I found disturbing was that the anchor comes on and she's like, this is not an ancient burial site, like an Indian burial ground, which I thought was a little presumptuous.
But why presumptuous?
I don't know. It just seemed like, could that be the only reason that there's going to be some sort of paranormal activity here is because somebody built on an ancient burial site? Like, it could be, you know, they talked also about the idea that there have been several unsolved murders in the area lately.
Yeah.
And just because a murder's unsolved doesn't mean that it left behind some sort of spirit.
No. However, a lot of times people believe a ghost won't leave if there's unfinished business. So if the ghost wanted someone like the police to find their killer, they might hang around.
Like Patrick Swayze did
there
in that movie.
There you go. Now you get it.
Yeah, now I definitely get it. Okay. So yeah, that was the first episode.
That was great.
Okay.
I loved that.
I have a couple that are also from CNN. And obviously CNN's not doing like the primary reporting on any of these. They're coming in from CNN affiliates across the country. So that one was from New Mexico. And I think that this next one is going to be from Louisiana. But these next two are about...
I think it's interesting CNN's reporting on so many ghosts. 24-hour news cycle, am I right?
No.
Am I right? 24-hour news cycle?
Gotta fill it out somehow.
Okay, Beth, what do we got next?
Okay, so this one is from CNN, and it's through their KSLA affiliate in Louisiana. So this is a pizza restaurant in Louisiana, and we're looking currently, before we even start this one-minute clip, at some pizza ovens. I don't know, it kind of looks like a Bertucci's. So it has like the open kitchen look to it. Like, it looks like over here on the left is like the actual restaurant part of it.
Yeah.
And it's almost just like the counter and the line there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see.
Louisiana actually has a lot of really haunted places.
I was in New Orleans back in February, and I wish that I could have stayed a lot longer. I was just there for an overnight. But that was the sense that I got, that like everywhere that I looked, it was like, go on this ghost hunt, go see that haunted, go see this spooky.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on in Louisiana.
All right. Well, if we were ghost hunting in Louisiana, maybe we would
Maybe
go.
That's next.
Perhaps, once we wear out all the places in
New
England.
You know, the weather here is terrible.
Perfect.
Terrible.
I love the weather here. We get no hurricanes. We get no tornadoes. We get no earthquakes. There are no wildfires. We don't have mudslides. I'm pretty much okay with having a blizzard every couple of years that we're snowed out.
Nope, I don't do blizzards.
I don't mind a blizzard. Usually it means I get the days off from school.
Yeah, well, I don't like taking days off from work.
We're so different in so many ways.
We're so different.
But it's like the next day, you're shoveled out anyway. You can get out to where you need to go. And besides, I love blizzard French toast.
You don't make any money if the snow is on the ground and I get chilly. I live alone. You have someone to help you shovel. I have no one.
You have a cat.
My cat doesn't help me shovel.
Why not?
She's a lazy son of a bitch. That's why.
Train your cat to shovel.
Lazy. Ungrateful, too, quite frankly.
Find some strong, strapping young man to come over and shovel out your car for you.
Well, let me tell you, Beth, come November, December, Amelia is on those dating sites. Let's find someone to shovel my driveway.
Don't you have a landlord?
Yeah, she's mine. She doesn't do anything. It's in my lease that I have to do it.
What? Why'd you sign that lease?
It's a cheap apartment.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, there's an apartment building right across the street from me, and I know the people that own the apartment building, and so the owners of the apartment building have to make sure that all that snow clearing is done, and so there's always a landscape company over there, like, as soon as there's half an inch of snow on the ground.
So, not only do I have to do my driveway, but my business, I get there typically before the snow removal people show up, so I then have to shovel out most of my business.
That sounds awful.
It is awful.
Just awful.
It's a great cardio workout, though.
Sean does the shoveling. He's great.
All right, let's go on to the video.
Find yourself some strong man.
Working on it.
Okay. And now, haunted restaurant, ? You be the judge, !
At a normal pizzeria, when things start disappearing, there's usually a perfectly good explanation. But at Stocky's Pizza in Houghton, there's more than just vanishing pizza.
When I came in the next morning, I found both of these two ice cubes across the room over on the floor.
Someone, or something, had been throwing around kitchen supplies for weeks.
For instance, when the Tabasco sauce hit me in the back, I was there.
Lori wanted to get to the bottom of the pizza poltergeist, so she checked the security cameras. Here's what she saw at 6 in the morning, when no one was in the shop.
And you can see them come up like this in the video if you watch it close enough. And then they go this way, and they end up on the floor over there.
Another security video from a different day shows a bleach bottle taking a dive. But that area of the store is sturdy, and the items in question were resting on rubber mats, so they certainly didn't slip off.
They're not going to fall off of that lift tray.
Well, what's the explanation?
Something out of this world.
But ghosts don't really exist, do they?
Yeah, they do. That's why we have a podcast. Thanks so much.
Right. What would we do with our Thursday nights if there weren't ghosts in the world?
Dunno. Take a nap. Eat a pizza. Why don't we ever get pizza delivered here?
I don't know. There's a sign that says we're not supposed to have food in here.
That's okay.
What kind of pizza do you want?
None. I'm on keto.
Oh. I like thin crust pizza.
Yeah, when you're a vegan, you don't get picky.
Oh. Sorry.
I don't like thin crust anymore.
I like greasy bar pizza. Like
alumni.
Believe it or not, Next Page Pizza. It's really good. They have, I can't usually eat sausages because of the chemicals, but they have really good sausage on their pizza and it doesn't give me problems. So sausage and onion pizza from the Next Page is like unbelievable. So what'd you think of that clip?
I thought it was great and interesting. As someone in the food industry, yeah, restaurants definitely get haunted sometimes. And things, I've been hit by bread before.
Are you sure it wasn't Laura throwing it at you?
Laura didn't work there then.
Are you sure it wasn't someone else?
Yes.
What happened in the video was that the ice scoops had been sitting on top of the ice machine. And randomly in the middle of the night, they have security footage of them just flying off out of nowhere. And so I got to thinking as I was watching this that was it a matter of maybe like the cups on top of them fell and almost like hit the tray that they were on and sent them like...
Well, then what would make the cups fall?
Gravity. Maybe somebody just put them up there funny. Because that's... I started thinking about it after I saw the bleach bottle fall. That I'm like, I bet somebody just put that bleach bottle like kind of crooked and maybe a big truck drove by and kind of shook the place a little bit just enough to knock it down.
No. I mean, if you look at it on the video, it doesn't look like it's on there funny.
Well, I don't know. I didn't really go back and check. Would you like to check and we'll take a better look at it?
No.
Okay. Well, in the middle of the night with the ice scoops, like, you don't really get a clear picture of that either because it's nighttime and all the lights are off.
I think it's haunted.
Okay. And I don't deny that it's haunted. I'm just saying there are other possible explanations for what's going on in that particular restaurant.
I think for that many things to go flying while no one's in the restaurant and things that don't usually just randomly fly around while people are in the restaurant, I think something spooky is going on.
Okay.
And I also think that that is like the scariest part when you have security cameras is having to look at them being afraid you're going to see something spooky.
Luckily, I don't have to view security cameras ever.
Noted.
Okay.
Okay.
But so now we've had two videos that both caught ghosty, spooky somethingies.
On camera.
On camera in the middle of the night. Yeah?
Yes.
All right. So on to video number three. So video number three comes again from CNN, and it's restaurant says it saw a ghost on camera.
Nice.
An Iowa restaurant says it might have caught a ghost on camera. So this is from KWWL, and it reports on the spooky shadow.
Ooh.
Amelia's favorite word, spooky. So this is a little less than a minute and a half.
Great.
Came out there. He goes over here.
Pat Orr owns the Made Right in Cascade and says his surveillance cameras caught something spooky one night in mid-April. That shadow you see hovering over the dishwashing sink is unexplained.
We found you can't make a shadow on the floor back there because of all the lights. Some people said it's a bug on the lens. I don't know what the thing is.
I still can't tell you what I saw. There was a fuzzy thing on there.
The police chief saw the video after Orr asked him to check it out.
He asked me if we investigated stuff like that, and I basically told him he probably should call Ghostbusters.
Is it phantom or fiction? Check out this second video captured less than a week later when a stack of cups flies off the shelf, hitting an employee. The Made Right has been here just more than 3 years before it was an empty lot.
I've been here in town about 8 years, but they said there's been quite a few different things that have actually been on that lot over there, grocery stores, and there's been some other things in the area, such as funeral homes and the old ambulance garage, so who knows?
Is it a poltergeist, prank, or publicity ploy?
You can believe what you want, whether it's a bug, a shadow.
So enter if you dare and have a ghostly gander. Or, for the faint of heart, there's always the drive-thru.
What do you think?
All right, so that one, that shadow that's there, is, like, really frightening looking. That it's, like, long and it's dark, and I don't see how it would be faked. It's interesting that they called the police in to investigate it, though. That seemed overkill.
I don't know about that. Iowa? It's a pretty religious place. Probably pretty freaked out.
Yeah, but what are the police going to do if you get a ghost?
I don't know. Apparently, we saw in the first one, they're into ghosts.
Well, but that was in New Mexico.
Where is Iowa?
Midwest. You know that Wales is a country? You don't know where Iowa is?
I don't know anything about geography.
Do you know where Michigan is?
Kind of.
Okay.
I know it's up top.
Okay. So Iowa's like just south of Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, they get stuff to do. They're just hanging out. They're having fun. They're like, oh. So when you own a restaurant, right? Like that guy owns a restaurant, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure the police are in there all the time. He probably knows all of them. So he was like, well, I don't know what to do. I'll just call up all my friends.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Sure.
And Sean probably knows all the cops in Weymouth.
I wouldn't say all of them, enough but of them. Enough of them that,
yes,
you know, he waves at them when he drives by. They wave at him.
There you go. If he had a ghost, he might call the police.
No, he'd call us.
We'd be there.
We would be.
We'd be ready.
Yes. So then the chief of police, as he's standing there, he starts talking about the fact that that building has been there for 3 years. And before that, it was a lot, like an empty lot. And before that, there had been other buildings there. It struck me as odd that people would keep tearing down the building and rebuilding a new structure. Are they terrible builders? Are they hoping that whatever this spirit is... Yeah, with no
basement either? Because if it was a lot, did they, like, fill in the foundation?
I don't know. We didn't see a shot of...
Was there just no foundation there? The first building? Well, I don't know. I don't know what infrastructure is like down in Iowa. I know nothing about Iowa. I have a girl who works for me. She goes to school in Iowa. I can ask her.
Field of Dreams was set in Iowa.
Never saw it.
You've never seen Field of Dreams?
I know. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen. I've never seen Field of Dreams.
You should watch Field of Dreams.
I know. And my dad's listening to this. And I'm so sorry, Dad, because he's going to be really disappointed that I've never seen that movie.
Uncle Warren, how could you have never made her sit and watch Field of Dreams? Did you see A League of Their Own?
No, I've never even heard that one.
The girl baseball movie?
Oh, with Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Yes, I have seen that.
Oh, okay.
I saw it, like, it was on TV, though. I didn't, like, go to Blockbuster.
It's funny. Like, Rosie O'Donnell will probably be one of the last people that was in that movie that I would have said, oh, the Rosie O'Donnell movie? Like, no. The Tom Hanks movie, the Gina Davis movie, the Madonna movie.
Just remember Rosie O'Donnell movie.
Anyway, so Field of Dreams was set in Iowa.
Okay.
Similar to this restaurant that was on the video that we just watched, was also in Iowa.
Yes.
I don't know. Why would they pull down the building?
But where's the correlation between Field of Dreams and the building?
You said you didn't know anything about Iowa.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. I get it now.
I tried to give you a point of reference.
Yeah, no. Now I get it.
Then I was shocked you had never seen this very...
I get it.
...iconic baseball movie.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that.
They are tearing down the building, apparently.
Okay.
And so this new building has been there for 3 years. And right. This is the first that they've had any sort of experience with these random cups fell down and hit this poor guy working at the grill. Mm. Or there's this, like, dark shadow that went by. Mm. And I'm sure that they went back and tried to look at other nights of video to see if they had other stuff.
If I were a betting woman... I would say they have motion sensor security cameras, and that's how they caught that.
Okay.
Like, it's not like they, like, went, they're, like, going through every night. Like, if that showed up in your camera, your security would go off.
Okay.
And that's where they would have seen it. Because that was kind of my thing, too. I was like, when we watched the place in Louisiana, like, they had weird stuff fall, so obviously they're going to go through and be like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
But these people I'm looking at, I'm like, why would they, like, know to just look at a weird shadow?
It's a fair enough question.
I think it's motion sensor.
Okay.
So if it showed up, it would hit the sensor again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it should be easier to find?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. The idea that the buildings keep getting torn down, which was the sense that I got from that video, and having a new building built, I'm wondering, did the previous buildings have similar issues? And maybe the guy just got the security cameras now, so he's just starting to notice these things going on now, or... I don't know. It seems like 3 years of having your place there and for the haunting to just show up now seems odd. What did she call it? A publicity prank?
I don't remember.
Or she had a whole list of P words. Is it a poltergeist? Is it a prank? Is it a publicity?
I don't think that was a publicity prank in Iowa, though. That's right in the middle of the Bible Belt.
True.
And that's not like a friendly ghost. Like, I think if it was a publicity prank in Iowa, it'd be like, oh, we have an angel on our bread. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it would be.
Yeah, that makes
more sense. We have, like, a scary, yeah, very scary thing. Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay.
And they even touched on that other thing. They're like, you're faint of heart. You can still use a drive-through.
What kind of pizza place has a drive-through? How good is your pizza if people can drive through and eat it?
So good.
Really?
So good. I would die. I would love that.
Oh, I would love that. Not that you've ever been to a drive-through pizza place.
No. I'm a vegan. So I have to drive a half hour for my pizza. And then I eat it in the car on the way back home.
We all make choices in life.
That's a big one for me.
You have chosen to restrict your diet terribly.
That is the biggest one for me.
I, on the other hand, like to go out and eat all the pizza.
Pizza in the car.
Clip number four. So this next clip that we have aired around Halloween, like most of them do, and this is actually from last Halloween, 2018, and it's out of California.
Hello. So I'm sorry. I feel very akin to California, even though I've never been. I feel like I
was
really
wondering why
in
we got an AO call on California. Like, am I missing something?
I want to go.
I know you like avocado, but
I love avocado.
Okay, so this is about some ghostly sightings haunting a Santa Maria intersection.
Ooh.
Okay, this is from KSBY.
Kisby.
It's 2.5 minutes.
If you're looking for an out-of-this-world Halloween experience, there are some places on the Central Coast that are said to be haunted. KSBY News reporter Megan Healy and producer Emily Navarro visited a park in Santa Maria where some people claim to have seen a spirit.
We're staking out here at Pioneer Park. We have a couple of audio recorders, some video cameras set up in the eucalyptus trees, trying to catch any sort of evidence of what people say they've seen a lady dressed in white just roaming around the park or somewhere in these eucalyptus trees.
People also say they've seen her sitting in the back of cars when they drive by the park. But before any of this, I had to do my research. So I caught up with the Central Coast paranormal investigators.
What can you tell me about the legend of this lady in white that people say they've seen?
The legend, the lady of white in Santa Maria, because they are known in every community across the board. In Santa Maria, she is believed to have been murdered. Her body has yet to be found, and she is believed to be haunting Pioneer Park and that intersection of Foster and Blosser because her body is still buried.
According to another story, she died in a drag racing accident near the intersection. Now, these paranormal pros get tons of calls and use some pretty fancy equipment, but they told me to rely on my five senses.
Our biggest tool is our body. When we have our hair stand up, we get the chills, we feel like we're not alone.
Next step, the investigation. Emily and I set up camp for a 6-hour stakeout.
If you're with us right now, can you please give us a sign?
Did you die in a car accident?
How did you die?
After reviewing hours of video and audio recordings.
Why are you here? Are you stuck here? That's a cow.
We couldn't find any conclusive evidence, but there were times during the investigation.
What was that noise?
Wait. Whoa. It felt like somebody was walking on my arm. And I was like, is it a person? Like, because I haven't seen anybody.
That definitely spooked us. In Santa Maria, Megan Healy, KSBY News.
The CCPI team was formed in 2007 and has completed nearly 100 investigations at Central Coast homes, businesses, historical landmarks, and more.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I want to know what your thoughts are on the idea of that being the Santa Monica lady in white, because you were over there nodding knowingly.
Oh, yeah, because as they were talking about the lady in white, I was like, everywhere has a lady in white. I wonder why everywhere has a lady in white. That's kind of interesting. And the guy was like, well, the Santa Monica one, because everywhere has one. I was like, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that we've done a little bit on the Lady of the Caskets.
No, that's not the lady. No, there's lady in whites everywhere.
So where's our lady in white?
I would have to look up a specific place. I'm sure. Okay. I will guarantee you there's at least three of them in Boston. In Massachusetts, sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll have to do a future episode on the ladies in white.
That would be a great episode idea.
Okay. I'll write it in the notebook.
Okay.
All right. So I like the idea that they sent a news team out to do an
ghost
investigation.
Hunt. Yeah.
And what was really kind of spooky is one of the recorders that they were using, there was some sort of background noise going on that I kept getting a little bit freaked out by, like, is that a voice? Is that, like, there were definitely noises going on behind them or under their voices, however you want to put it.
Yeah, cool. Spooky.
You have nothing to say about this?
I don't think it's haunted.
No?
I have trouble believing Lady in White stories.
Okay.
I feel like, I don't know. It's, I don't know.
Okay. So you're down with the haunted restaurants?
Yes.
But not the haunted intersection?
Yes.
All right.
And the haunted police station.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I think I have Sienna and Ghost Ship. I have a Ghost on a Pier in South Carolina.
All right. And whichever is the best one.
Well, the best one doesn't have anybody talking, so we have to, like, describe what's happening.
All right, well, what's the best one that has people talking?
Probably the Ghost Pier.
Okay.
Here, we'll do this one, because I think that you can... All right, so this will be our last one for tonight, and this is from WMBF News in South Carolina, and this is from July of 2018. So this is called Vacationing Couple Photographs Supposed Gray Man Ghost on South Carolina Beach. Ready, Freddy?
Mm-hmm.
Trending now, this picture of what some think shows proof of a Grand Strand ghost is getting a lot of attention online tonight. I love this story. Aaron Ladd spoke with the family behind the picture and has what they have to say about the spirit giving beachgoers a spook. Aaron.
A lot of intention indeed, and so much so that some online are worried that this photo could be a sign of bad things to come this hurricane season.
A picture worth a thousand words.
I don't know. It kind of looked funny. I don't know how to explain it.
Johnny Cobb and his friends were taking pictures off their balcony at the Sea Cabins in Cherry Grove when the unusual happened.
We never seen with our eyes, just the picture took, I don't know, it's weird.
The picture shows what seems to be a ghostly figure just outside the shine of a near light pole, taking a leisurely stroll down the pier. Paranormal experts I spoke with today say there's a history of spirits strutting their stuff along the Grand Strand.
And the belief is that they're either here because they have some unfinished business and they want to try to get a message around. They're here to tell their loved ones that they're okay. Or they just like being here rather than crossing over.
Mike Neff of Brentwood Ghost Tours says local legend tells of a specter walking the beaches as a precursor to a rough storm.
The gray man shows up for hurricanes. When there's going to be a hurricane hit the coast, many people go down and check out on the beach and they see the gray man walking up and down on the coast. It's another one of those legends that many people have seen.
However, the man behind the video stays dry in all the debate.
I guess people believe what they want to believe, but I'm not saying it's a ghost and I ain't saying it ain't a ghost, but... It was strange, strange picture.
Now, Mike Neff, the ghost expert I spoke with, said the spirits along the Grand Strand are nothing to be afraid of, but we want to hear from you. Head over to the WMBF Facebook page and let us know what you think, ghost or no. In the studio, Aaron Ladd, WMBF News.
All right, what do you think about the South Carolina gray man?
I'm going to believe it. I want to believe it.
Really?
I want to believe that one. I don't know if I believe it, but I want to believe it. I'd like to believe that's true.
I think
that guy who took that picture, he's not faking anything.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to fake anything, but I think that that was probably a trick of the light coming in. I mean, it's dark out. There's the street light, the pier light, I guess, in the background. And I don't think that that's a ghost. I think that it's something with his camera that has to do with that light there. It's also that see-through, kind of transparent sort of ghost that we've talked about, like, isn't a real thing, right? That, yeah. Like, we're kind of going with the idea that, like, a ghost is, like, looks like a person standing there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't think that that guy is lying, but I don't think that it's a ghost either.
Yeah, I mean, it could have just been someone there who moved and caught, like, a little bit of it. I think it's a nice story, though.
It's a very cute story.
It's a great story.
Their expert ghost hunter was very rah-rah about it.
Yeah, I liked him.
Yeah.
I'd go hunt ghosts with him.
I mean, he's a big dude. He could probably protect you from the spooky spirits going by.
I don't know about that.
I'm laughing so hard over here. Why? That was just such a silly statement to make.
I was going to say, I mean, I dated a guy for a long time, and he was a power lifter, and he was terrified of ghosts. They always say you can't punch a ghost.
It's true. You can't.
Can't punch a ghost.
Apparently, you just have to be nice to it and hope it goes away.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough. All right. So I think that that's going to be it on my list of ghosts in the news for this week.
Well, that was great, Beth. Thanks so much for sharing those.
No problem. You're in charge of bringing the ghosts next time.
Okay.
Okay.
So, as always, thank you so much to Aaron Schilb for the music. And Beth, you want to let everyone know where they can find us?
Of course. Here come all of our contact deets. You can find us on Instagram at Ghost Hunting in New England. You can find us on Facebook, Ghost Hunting in New England. You can find us on Twitter at Ghost Hunting NE. You can visit us on our website, www.ghosthuntinginnewengland.com. You could email us, ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com. If you have a story that you would like to share with us, if you would like to be included in a drive-by ghosting, we would love to get your story. If you have something extensive that you'd like to share with us, we would love to talk to you about being a guest. By all means, send us an email, reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter. We check those regularly. If you really, like us, love the music by Aaron, you can reach him on Instagram at the Aaron Schlib. Schilb. Just like it says right here, and I just can't get it. You can reach him at the Aaron Schlib. Amelia's going to tell you how to reach Aaron.
You can find Aaron online at aaronschilbmusic.com.
Could you spell his last name for us?
S-C-H-I-L-B.
Excellent.
And check out his new band, The Dirt Road Degenerates.
The what?
Dirt Road Degenerates.
Beautiful. I will be sure to check them out. Maybe I'll even learn how to say his name.
There you go.
I love his music, but I'm no good with his name, and I don't know why.
Don't forget to follow us on iTunes. Please like and subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star rating if you would be so kind.
And if you can't give us a 5-star rating, please just send us a message, those direct messages on Instagram, send us an email through the website, and just let us know what it is you're looking for in order to earn that 5-star rating. Don't leave us a 1-star rating.
No, that's so rude.
It really is. And it doesn't help us. We need constructive feedback.
It's true. And when you're ordering at a restaurant and you get to the register, know what you're going to have.
And have your money, like, out and ready.
Like, come on. We've done this 1,000 times, everyone. Get it together.
Right.
All right. Have a great Wednesday, guys. We'll see you next week.
Happy hunting.